One of the many interesting designs of new and experimental aircraft at AirVenture 2018 is the Surefly, an electric multicopter that has reached a new level of maturity this year. And we're talking with Jeffrey Bennett, who's the Aerospace Project Manager for Workhorse Group, Inc., the company that has devised and will be manufacturing the Surefly. Hi, Jeff. Welcome.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me here.
Hey, Jeff.
So Tuesday of this week was to be a big day. Plans worked out differently. Take us through that.
Yeah, so unfortunately, we had high winds that day. So we've been testing our aircraft in about 6 mile-an-hour winds. We were doing all of our test flights down in Lunkin, Ohio, and it's got the nickname of Sunken Lunkin, and for good reason, because there's a nice little bowl that we do our testing in, and so we haven't experienced much wind above 6 mile-an-hour there. And so when we were out on the flight line, we were experiencing 9 knot, gusting 18 knot, not to mention we were stuck in between two of those big jets. It was going to fly 5 feet off the ground, it was going to hold there for 1 minute, and then it was going to land after that. So that didn't work out for us. We decided to scrub the flight, didn't want to put on a bad show or endanger anybody out there. So
let's back up a step. We've talked about what Surefly was going to do. Talk about what it is.
Okay, so the most important thing to know about Surefly is that it's a series hybrid aircraft. It's a multi-fuel engine that generates the electricity needed to fly the electric aircraft. So we're not limited by charge time, we're limited by the amount of fuel that you can carry. So the Surefly is an octocopter, so there's 8 independent electric motors that are controlling a fixed pitch prop. So it flies just like a drone by changing your RPM for your stability. This aircraft is going to be a complete fly-by-wire aircraft. It'll be the first one of its kind that's fly-by-wire used for general aviation.
Are there movable control surfaces, or is all the movement by variable thrust?
All the movement is by variable thrust, just differential. And the computer has to do that for you because we can't react as humans fast enough to change the RPM. So it has to be a stability controller.
So you've had a busy week, I'm sure. What are some of the questions you've been fielding from interested viewers?
So I believe the number one question is, what type of license am I going to need to fly this thing? And as of this moment, it is a rotary craft license. We are working with the FAA to determine what exactly you're going to need. Obviously, you're still going to need your ground school and then possibly just a check flight in the Surefly. Obviously, you wouldn't be available to fly, you know, Robinson R-44, but you would be certified for the Surefly. And that's something we're working with the FAA on to determine what it's going to be.
So that means you're putting together some training program as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's all developed in-house, and it's still underway with our process of type certification.
And today, what's the timing around that? How much additional instruction, how much flight time does that require?
So what I've heard, it's been about 100 hours of flight time and on R-22, and that is very expensive, as you know. And not everybody, depending on how much you weigh, you might not even be able to train in an R-22. So that price just goes up a lot. So we're hoping that with the FAA endorsement that we'll be able to train you in our craft specifically, and then you'll be able to fly that.
So that's almost the equivalent of a type certificate.
Exactly right. Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You mentioned, did I hear you say multi-fuel?
Multi-fuel, yes, that is correct.
All right, I've got the electric part.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other fuel?
We're developing this craft because we're not sure where you want to use the craft. There may be an interest for an airline pilot to have the Surefly at the airport ready to take them home every day there and back to the airport.
I would like that.
Right. So then in that case, you would use jet fuel or avgas or that. But if you're just a businessman flying from the suburbs to downtown and then back to the suburbs again, you might want to use MoGas or, 93 octane at that point. So or diesel. So we have all these different options that we'll give the customer the option to pick which one do you want, and then obviously you have to stick with that one.
We're talking with Jeffrey Bennett, who's the Aerospace Project Manager for Workhorse Group and is involved with the Surefly project. So based on what you just said, if all the engine is doing is providing electricity,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be an aircraft engine, right?
That is correct. But we want the process with the FAA to be as smooth as possible for them. So we want them to feel comfortable. Okay, this is a type certified engine. You know this works. So we can put this in our craft, right? That's trying to get them comfortable so we know that component's not going to fail. They feel comfortable with it. and that makes the process go smoother.
So one step further forward, it might need to be type certified, but does it need to be a rotorcraft type certified engine?
That is a great question, and that's what we're working with the FAA on. And at this point, it is not a rotorcraft type engine. Yeah. It is just a two-stroke, four-cylinder engine at this point.
Okay. What about the avionics? What could a buyer expect to have as an avionics suite?
Expect to have a glass cockpit style, and then also your standard six-pack as well.
Okay. So fairly simple.
Fairly simple.
So if you have some aviation experience, this would be reasonably transparent.
Yes, sir. Exactly right.
Interesting. As you look into the future, whether you call it near term or short term or long term, however you define it, what does success look like to you?
So success would be getting through the FAA process in a timely manner. So we started last year here at EAA. We displayed at the Innovation Center. You guys invited us here, and now a year later we have hover. We have over an hour of hover time. More success story would be next year that we'll able to have our actual prototype craft to display for you guys and actually be able to fly in the 17 knot crosswind that is dictated by the FAA.
Have you settled on a price yet?
That's still in the air, but right now we have the base point at $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
Subject to change, but we're holding our guns at $200,000.
So you must envision a market for air taxi operators. How will that work for you?
So right now we have targeted it, general aviation, but there has been a lot of interest in the air taxi market. With that, I imagine it would be we would sell the craft to an operator, and the operator would be the one providing the service themselves. With that, I mean, that just opens up a huge market because it's very, cheap or inexpensive to, maintain our craft compared to a rotary craft. So that just opens up the market even more and really gets people excited and opens up to people that aren't necessarily a rotorcraft pilot.
Sure.
Did we ask how many seats? I can't remember.
This is actually a two-seater. So at this point, you're only carrying one person and your pilot or your operator.
A little luggage, maybe?
At this point, there is not in our craft. Again, proof of concept, but okay. Our prototype will have maybe some golf clubs for you.
And what's the gross weight you're looking at?
Gross takeoff weight is going to be 2,500 pounds, okay. 2,500 pounds.
And I'm sure that this is also subject to change, but just rough specs in terms of range?
Yes. So with two people, you're able to fly 1 hour, and also you have your reserves built into that. But with one person, you're able to fly 2 hours. So you're able to carry 48 gallons of fuel and, 24 if you're carrying two people. So you're just limited by the fuel again.
Okay.
And then when you run out of fuel, you just land, fill up again. You don't have to wait for lengthy recharge times, which is amazing.
It is amazing. That's a nice concept.
Right, exactly.
So in terms of power management, when you take off, is the combustion engine running when you take off?
Yes.
The
combustion engine is actually running the whole time. So at this point, when you go to take off, the engine is in its peak power. It needs all it can do to get off the ground. And then once you're in cruise flight, it'll dial back a little bit to the demand of what the propellers are asking for. And let's say that you get hit with a strong gust of wind, your batteries are there in series, to provide that extra blip of power, instantaneous power. And then your generator will ramp up slowly to top off the battery pack.
Do you charge the batteries in between flights?
No. So the generator does that as it goes. So you're always going to have a full charge of batteries depending on any given moment. You may drop down a volt or two depending on the movement that you're doing or the power demand. But then the generator will compensate for that. So you're never going to actually be running on your batteries. It's always the generator.
So battery technology must be one of the variables that you deal with in terms of weight and endurance. So there must be a sweet spot in your design about what's an acceptable weight versus what you're getting out of it. I'm sure that's been one of your challenges.
Yes, that has been one of the biggest challenges. And also just the chemistry of the batteries, because as everybody knows, they've seen these batteries explode and they're very dangerous. And so we're trying to find we have found a nice stable chemistry that we know that the FAA is going to like and that our consumer is going to like as well.
It's been great to hear about your progress, and exciting to see you here. And sorry we didn't get to see you fly, but I bet that next year's the one.
Yeah, next year will be the one. We saw the air show last night, and we're really excited about putting a pyro rack on it and doing some pyro. So we'll just have that sit there. Maybe next year.
It's just another STC, right?
Right, exactly. It's fine. Well, we've already connected with the FAA, so.
It's Jeffrey Bennett, the Aerospace Project Manager for Workhorse Group and one of the folks working on the SureFly experimental aircraft. Jeff, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jeff.
For Paul Prydecker, I'm Stuck Mike. You're listening to EAA Radio.